Okay, today's daf is about Mitzia daf Sadi Ches, and we are on Sadi Zayin Amid Beis. The last couple of words. Today's shir is L'Refuah Shalema for Rivka Chaya Basleya by the Gittelman family. All the Torah that we learned today should be R'fuah Shalema for Rivka Chaya Basleya by the Gittelman family. Okay, just before we get it back into our discussions of Shomrim, just one Devar Drush. This will be Yotzei the agadic portion of today's daf, right now in the name of the Chassam Sofer. So it's all about Inyani Shomrim. And there are a couple of thoughts. We'll start off with this one today, and we'll spread them out over the next couple of days in terms of the drush. So Chassam Sofer quotes his Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, giving pshat on the pasuk. We're going to speak today about all the various sections of Shomrim. And as we spoke about the past couple of days, it does not specify in the Torah which Shomer is discussed in which parasha besides Shoel. But if we look at the first one, Ki Yitein Ish, Perachav Beis, Pasuk Vav and Zayin, Ki Yitein Ish Shorei Ehu, Kesav Okelem Lishmar, Vaguna Bebeis HaIsh, talking about a Shomer Sachar, Yuyatzi Haganav, Yishalim Shtayim Vachulu. Said to us another, Ki Yitein Ish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Ish, Hashem Ish Bochama, Ki Yitein Ish, El Re'ehu. Re'ehu is our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem gives to Yisrael kesef, money, that's literal. O Kalim, Kalim, utensils to serve him. Evara v'chol tzrachav. A man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us kesef o Kalim, lishmar. Lishmar b'kedusha. V'gunav mibeis ha'ish. It's stolen. What does that mean? We're pogame in the kedusha. We use it for other reasons, right? That's geneva, like we say in Ne'ilah, right? L'man nechdal me'oshek yadeinu. And we use it. Im yimatzeh ha'ganav, if the ganav is found, what does that mean? If we're found to still be ganav and we don't do tshuva, right? We continue doing what we do. Im yimatzeh shu ganav v'loshah b'tshuva, yishalim shnayim. Then we're going to pay Shnayim. Why? Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Ki lacha miyad Hashem kiflayim b'kol chatoseha. Im lo yimatzei haganav, if the ganav is not found, meaning kvar shav b'tshuva, we got rid of it then, v'nigrav balabayis el ha'elohim. Then, v'makam shabali tshuva owned him, ein tzadikim gemurim yichol lamod, right, as if there's no gemur geneva found, we do tshuva. Ach b'tnai, as long as, im lo shalach yado b'malechas re'ehu. Shalochata beino levein chavero. If we didn't have any beinad al chavero problems, the azlo yichupar lo asher yiratz es chavero. That's a way to read a pasuk. Rav Nosson Adler, quoted by the Chassam Sofer, the issue relating to Shomrim. Every level, every pasuk in the Torah has many different levels of interpretation. Right, so that is a agadic drash of one of the parshiyos of Shomrim, which has been talked about and will come up again be'ezus Hashem on today's daf. Okay, so let's get back to what we were discussing. We had a Mishnah on Sadi Zayin Amid Aleph going over to Amid Beis related to a machlokes between the Shoel and the Mashiel, or the Maskir and the Socher, as is described. And the Mashiel obviously says that it was at the time I gave you an animal, I gave you a few animals, She'ela, Schura. So it all happened, whatever happened to my animal, it was at the time of She'el, and therefore you are Chayef. As we learned, She'el is Chayef and owns it, except for the two of Esam Achmas Malacha and Ba'al Avimo. And the She'el / Socher either says, I don't know, that was the first two cases of the Mishnah, where one says Vadai and one is Shema. And then we have the last case where there's a Machlokas. If they both say Vadai, so then there is Hamosu Mechaver Alav Araya. If they both say Eini Odeya, then we say Yachloku. Right? Those are the four cases, three or four cases of the Mishnah. The first two where one is a Vadai, one is a Suffolk. The second case where they're both Vadai. And the last case where they're both Suffolk. Those are the three cases in the Mishnah. So we ask, based on the first case, the first two cases of the Mishnah, which is really the first case where one says Vadai, one says Suffolk, Bari Vishema, Bari Adif. Right, that's what the Mishnah seems to say. That's a kasha on Rav Nachman, who in Maseches Ksubis, that's where this comes up mostly, but it comes up also here, right, he holds that no, even if somebody says, you owe me 100, and the person says, Eini Yodeya, so then Rav Nachman says, Pater, you don't say, Bari B'Sheva Bari Yadif. So how is Rav Nachman against our Mishnah? So the Gemara answer, no, it must be that there's another Shvua going on in our Mishnah. There's some other type of shua daraisa, and that's why there's a nishpa v'niftar that is taking place. And we discussed yesterday from the Tosfos, why do you have to come up with that? Why don't you just say there's a gilgul shvua? He has to take a shvua sashomrim, so that's a shalo pashaba, shalo shalach boyad, so why don't you just say that there's a gil? That's what we discussed yesterday, with the sugya of mitoch, which is again going to come up by the Shema today's daf. So what exactly, what shvua is involved in the Mishnah? We didn't explain it. So now that we're up to that, the last few words on Sadi Zayin Amabes. Hey chidami esek shvua. What is the case of a shvua that is a shvua daraisa in our Mishnah? So the Gemara is going to say, it is a shvua moda b'miksa. So you have one of three choices. But we have the shvua daraisa of nishpa v'niftar, shvua sashomrim, which it can't be here because he doesn't know, right, what the, what happened, or shvua zeinachad. Maybe that could be, but the Gemara suggests the third one, Shvuas Hashomrim. Hey chidami esek shvua, the Shvuas HaModeh B'Miksas. Kidarava, Dama Rava, Rava says as follows. This is the hidden case of the Mishnah, even though the Mishnah doesn't say it explicitly. This is how we have to understand it. Manali biyadcha, vahalo omer, ein lecha biyadi alachamishim. Reuven says to Shimon, you have 100, and he says back, I only have 50. And vahashar, ein yodea, and I don't know about the... I don't know about the rest. So, what's the halacha? So, if he would have said no on the rest, then that would have been a regular case of Modeh B'Miksas. We had back 95 blot ago on Daf Gimel. We discussed Modeh B'Miksas. But, says the, but that, he didn't say that here. Here he says, I don't know. So, Mitoch chose to look, works out worse for him. If he would have just denied it, so that he could have just sworn and gotten off. Here, because he says, I don't know. So then we have the principle of mitoch she'en yachol ishava mishalim. That's what's going on in our Mishnah as well. It's a situation of mitoch. You cannot take a shvua d'oraisa. And that's why, even though Rav Nachman usually says, bari v'shema, bari lav adif, and therefore you'd be pater. But here, he would agree chayiv because of the principle of mitoch. Mitoch she'en yachol ishava mishalim. Since he can't swear, then he has to pay. What's the case? So mishkachas law the following, Resha Bebeis Vasefa Begimel. The first cases of one says Vade and one says Suffolk, so that's a case where, or Rashi explains exactly, the Resha here means where he split up the cows. Right, sometime was for She'ela and sometime was for Schiras. That's what it means here, the Resha. What exactly is the case? It has to be talking about two cows. Reisha Bebeis, fourth line. Da'amar Lebeis Kaparis Basati Lecha, I gave you two cows. The Mash'il says to the Shoel, I gave you two cows. Palgei D'yomei B'She'elo, Palgei D'yomei B'Schiris. And half the day was supposed to be She'ela for free. You were going to be a Shoel. On the other half, you were renting it out. Inami Chad Yomei B'She'elo, V'Chad Yomei B'Schiris. Or split up the days. U'meisu Travayu B'idon She'ela. And the Mash'il says they both died when there was a time of She'ela, therefore you are chayiv to me for both of the cows. V'yamar le'Shoel, and the Shoel answers, Chada in v'idon She'ela Mesa. One of them, you're right. One of them, he is Modeh. V'idach lo yadana, v'idon She'ela Mesa, v'idon Schiris Mesa. The other one, I don't know. So that's a classic case of Modeh b'miksas and eini yodea on the other mixas, and therefore dimitoch she'en yachol ishava mishalem. That's the case of the Resha, where again partial time she'ela, partial time schirus. That is what how Rav Nachman would agree in that case. Rashi points out, why did the Gemara have to say they both died? Why couldn't why did the case just be the Mashal says one of them died, and that's the case? Right, I gave you two, and one of them died. And the other one, and the Shoel says, no, one of them is here, right, the one that's alive, I'm giving that back to you, and the other one did not. That's also would be a case of Modeh and Kofer. So Rashi quotes, way back when, 94 blot ago, right, that we had. And that is the sugya of Halach. Says Rashi, we don't want to get into the issues of Halach. Remember the sugyas of Halach and Rabbi Chia in the first parak, where somebody is Modeh B'Miksas, but what he is Modeh on, he says, here it is, take it back. So we said that was a machlokas, and we said that could be, maybe it's not a case of Modeh B'Miksas, because the part that you are being Modeh to and saying, here it is, so that case is done. That's not a kol da hodah. That part of the case is finished, right? That was a machlokas, if you remember, on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph between Rabbi Chiya and Rav Sheshes. Rabbi Chiya said, Halach is chayiv, right? He said, it doesn't make a difference if you say Halach. There's still a chiyav of modu b'miksas. Halach nami, kemodu b'miksas atayin adami. While Rav Sheshes says, no, Halach is pater. Why? My time, the Gemara explained, kivan da amar le Halach, hanach zuzei, de kamodi b'gavayhu, the part that he admits to and says, here it is, keman denakin luhu malve dami. It's as if the malve had that back already. Because he's saying, here it is. Be'ina chamishim halamodi. And the other 50, he's not admitting anything. So it's modi bakol and kofer bakol. There's no mixas. And that's why Rav Sheshes says, hilkach lecha oda mixas atayin. And that's what we held. We held halach as pater. That's what the Tosfos said over there. Nirish halacha Rav Sheshes. And we said all the different discussions there. Does it apply by milvet? Does it apply by pikadon? Right, all the discussions in Rashi there. There's a gra, the chulu, if you remember some of that discussion. But either way, Rashi says here, the Gemara here doesn't want to get involved. Doesn't want to get involved in the sugya of halach. That's why he doesn't want to say that the one that he was modeh on is still alive here. Right? That's why the Gemara just says they both died. Right? That's Rashi. Rashi at the end of Rashi, Chamish Kachas. Havid le'ahid the modeh halach, ve'ika manda amar, halach pata mishua. Doesn't say who he's passing like. There is a manda amar out there. Right? Rashi, classically, most of the time, Rashi does not tell us who he's passing like. Very few times. A couple of places in Maseches Chulin, right? Rashi paskins. In Maseches Shabbos, quotes in Parakiri, tells us if we pass on like Hananya or not. But either way, Rashi here says V'ika manda amar halach pater mishvua, and therefore that's why the Gemara does not want to get into the sugya of halach. The Meiri says, well, I have another way. The Gemara could have said, the Gemara didn't have to say that the animal died; both died. Why couldn't the Gemara say that the animal is ba'agam somewhere out there? Right, it's not here. Halach means here it is. I'm giving it back to you. So he asked the Miri, why didn't the Gemara just say that it was a case, not that both of the animals died, because after all, remember, it's a little dachuk. The Gemara knows that, but it's a little dachuk to say that it's both animals that died, because the language of the Mishnah doesn't sound like we're talking about two animals, right? It sounds like we're talking about one animal at a time of Sheol or a time of Schiris. But the Gemara does that, because we have a difficulty. So the Meiri says, why don't you just say that one of them was Ba'agam? It must be, says the Meiri, that even if it's Ba'agam, that's called Halach. Doesn't matter. If it's not right here in front of us, and the Malveh and the Lov is giving it back. That's what you have to say. That's why the Gemara didn't make that suggestion. The Meiri first quotes Rashi, and then says, She'ela zu she'yomar lo achas biyadi, v'hu ba'agam, she'en kan halach, lomdu mikan harbi mefarshim, she'af kol she'omer, she'hi biyado, elo she'ma des ba'agam, halachu. And they bring a riot from our Gemara. The fact that our Gemara didn't make that suggestion must be that that wouldn't make a difference. That would also be halach. Umei achar shelo tirtza ve'idach kaima ba'agam, mashma tekol de kaima ba'agam, halachu. That would be halach. Towards the end of the piece, the Meiri says, there's other ways to explain it also. Mikol makom doli ha'mefarshim, he quotes the Ravid. There's a long Ravid in the Shizmuk Betzas here. Column and a half Ravid, explaining the going through the sugya. And the Meiri here quotes the Ravid, right? They were both Chachmei Provence. Umatarzim Kushyazu says She'ela v'schirus shnei in yanim heim. Maybe our case is also a different, unique type of case. Admitting to one and not the other, She'ela and schirus, it's like apples and oranges. She'hoel v'ein dinam shave v'ein kan shvua v'u ka'omer manehil v'ticha u'maneh efkad v'ticha v'alo kofer v'achaz v'mode v'acher she'ein zem mode v'mikzaz v'tayinah. Forget the halach issue. He's saying that no, that maybe there's a different type of factor here that makes it unique, because she'ela and schiris, it's not like you're asking for a quantity and there's an admitting to half. She'ela and schiris are two different worlds, so you can't compare the two or say it's one case. So if you admit to one, you deny the other, right? That's that's what makes this case different than other cases. And that's why the Gemara has to say, just say that they both die. Okay, so that's case number one of the Reisha. The Reisha is a case of modeh b'miksas with an eni yodeya. So there's a shvua d'araisa there. There should be a shvua d'araisa a modeh b'miksas. There can't be because of the principle of mitoch she'eni yochel ishava mishalim. Okay, similar cases discussed in the seifa. The second case, what does the seifa mean? The seifa here, Rashi explains, means diktani shal achas v'sachar achas. Right, I gave you two animals, one she'ela, one schiris, and the mashal says the nishal one died, and the shawl says any odeh, or vice versa. So we're not talking about time here, we're talking about the seifa here means the case of the different animals. So the seifa, begimel, The Seif is talking about three animals. To Amalei, Gimel Paras Asati Lecha. I gave you three cows. Beis B'Sheila V'Achas B'Schirus. Two of them were borrowed. One of them was rented out. Umesu Hani Tarti D'Sheila. And the two that were Mushal were died. And therefore you're Chayef for two animals. V'Amalei Shoel in Chada D'Sheila Mesa. So that's the mode of mixas. I owe you one. Idach. And out of the other two animals, there's one more she'ela, one more schiris, lo yadana. Either she'ela mesa, udekaima de schirisi, the one that was borrowed that died, and the one that's standing here is one that it was rented. Either schiris mesa, baha, dekaima, de she'ela hi. Right, so again, he has a case of modu mixas and eni odea on the rest, umitok she'eni yachol ishava, mishalem. And therefore there's a mitok. So there's a mitok on both cases of the resha, that we would call it. But the Gemara here calls the resha and the seifa. And that's why Rav Nachman's case, the classic case of Rav Nachman, the Gemara asked the question on, of milveh, regular case of you owe me 100, he says I owe you 50 and the other 50 I don't know, that is not similar to our case here, because here there's a case of milveh mixas, there's any odeya, and we say mitok she'eni yachol ishava on that, therefore we say Mishalim, because he admits to it. Okay, so the Mishas Chiv then is not because of Bari Veshema, it's because of Mitoch, and therefore Rav Nachman is okay. There is, we spoke a little bit about Mitoch already yesterday, but let's quote some sources and just flesh it out a little more today. The Ksos, first of all, the Ksos discusses, is the principle of Mitoch a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan? I'm supposed to take a Shavu and I can't. What are the classic cases of Mitoch? There are two. Our case here is one case of Mitoch, right, that I'm chayav a shvua, and for some reason I can't swear about it because I don't know. But the other case given to Mitoch, we have this back in the first parak also, is the sugya of chashud, where I'm supposed to take a shvua, but Bezdin knows I'm a guy who can't be trusted. So Bezdin is not going to let me take a shvua. And because of that, I'm stuck. And there we also would apply the principle of Mitoch she'en yachol ishava mishalem. Is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So that's the Ksosis discussion in Simin Ayin Hay, the Ksos discusses here in Simen Ayin Hay Sif Yud Aleph. Let me just find it. Simen Ayin Sif. First the Rama. The Rama says Shulchan Aruch. Manali, first the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry. First the Shulchan Aruch. The Rama adds on, but first the Shulchan Aruch. Manali biyatcha shilviticha. V'halo omer eni odeim hilvitani. Ve'edach an meiv shehilveyu. That's one case, right? There's an eight echad that says you owe. O shamar nitva eni odeya in praticha. Havile mechuyiv shvua ve'en yachol ishava u'mishalim. One case. Mani lo viticha v'areid echad v'alomer keinu aval praticha. O shomar lo ato chayevli. All the cases where he says I already paid you up, or there's an eight echad v'chulu, I was betok zmano. So the Shulchan Aruch says, v'chad v'amar laviti parati v'chol elo havile mechuyiv shvua ve'en yachol ishava u'mishalim. Fine. Says the Ksos. V'nira shehu din Torah mamish. Seems like this is a din d'araisa. Because if you look in Shavuos Daf Mem Zayin, it's based on Psukim. Shavuos Hashem tihyeh bein shneihem, v'lo bein hayarshim. U'midivrei shuvas marashach, mevur demad amrina mitoch enu ela takanta dechachamim. Ayin sham v'tzarech iyan. So first he goes to Machlokas between himself and the Marashach, whether it's a din d'araisa or not, the Ksos assumes it's a d'araisa and not a d'rabbanan. But then, he's mechalek. He's mechalik between the different applications and context. Umi unira. Dafka chamshin yadana v'chamshin lo yadana. In our Gemara, where the mitoch is based on eini yodeya, baze amrinan mitoch min ha-Torah. Aval bechashud, but in the other cases, where it's just that the rabbis are not letting the guy swear, you're going to say he has to pay me daraisa? That's not fair. I mean, he's a chashud, but that you can't say is a din daraisa. Aval bechashud, kivan de yachol ishava, elo shein nostin lo shvua, lo havi min ha-Torah, mechuyev shvua, ben yachol ishava, mishalim, ve'eno ela takanas. So that's an important sheet of the Ksos, even though he says machlokes, between himself and the Marshach, then he backtracks a little bit and says, I think it is a chiluk between which one. If it's based on Iniodea, that's mitoch d'araisa. If it's based on chashud, that is mitoch d'rabbanan. As we said yesterday, there are different approaches how the principle of mitoch works. Why is it that if I can't swear, I all of a sudden have to pay? So one might suggest, says the Achronim Paul put this together, Rabbi Chanan has this and others, well, how do we look at any type of Chiyav Shvua? Modim Miksas, I have to take a Shvua. And if I do, I'm pater. At root, that might be looked at, I really owe you the other half. Because of all the svaras we said earlier, Ishtamute, and Einad Demeis Panav, all the svaras that we gave earlier. But at root is a Chiyav Mamon. The Torah allows you to get out of your Chiyav Mamon with a Chiyav Shvua. But then that makes sense why the second that the Chiyav Shvua cannot be fulfilled, it reverts back to a Chiyav Mamon. And that's why, Mitoch Shin Yachol Dishava Meshalim. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is that no, a Chiyav Shvua is a Chiyav Shvua. You owe zero money. The Chiddush HaTorah is, according to, let's say, Mitoch Daraisa, the second that you can't swear, there's a new Chiyav that's created. And that's a Chiyav Mamon. And that's the Chiddush of the Torah. Not that there's a Chiyav Mamon in the background, even when you have a Chiyav Shvua. No, there's a Chiyav Shvua if it goes unfulfilled, so then there's a new Chiyav of Tashlumin. That's another way. And the other way to say there's a Rashi in Shavuos on Daf Lamed Beis, which she just said, well, there's a parallel chiyuv, and you have to fulfill one of those chiyuvim, right? Either to swear or to pay. There are various nafkaminas. There's one that all the Akronim quote is a machlokas Ramam Raivin. What if I say any odeya, but it's a case where there's no reason that I should have known? It's impossible for me to have known. It's not my fault. Right? Our case, any odeya, mistum, it's his fault. If he says, you know, I gave you two, and the other guy says, well, you only gave me one, and I don't know about the other one. You should know. Either you got it or you didn't get it. But what if there's no way for the person to have known? Right? So that is a machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivid in Hilcha She'ela Perakei Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, Hifkin etzlo peiros she'ena medudin. Reuben gives Shimon fruit unmeasured. A whole sack of fruit. The irvan peirosav. And then Shimon puts it with his fruit. V'lo medadan harize posheya. That's poshea. Before you put it with your fruit, you should have measured it. Bala pikadon omer kach v'kachayu. Vashomer omer eini odeya. Yishalim below shvua. Sharei chiyav atzmo betashlumin ve'eini odeya. Kama hu chayav v'nimsa mechuyav shvua v'eini yachol yishava. Right, the Rambam says in a case where it was not measured and the guy just gave him a bag of fruit, so he still has to take a shvua, he still has to pay. That's mitoch. Ukazeh horu rabosai Rabbi Yosef Halevi v'rabo. Very unusual for the Rambam to quote anybody. But if he ever quotes anybody, it's either the Gaonim or the Rimigash. So right here, he quotes his father's Rebbe, the Rimigash, Rabosai, Rebbe Yosef Halevi. The Rimigash died when the Rambam was very young. So it can't really be the Rambam's Rebbe. I mean, maybe very young, but that's what... And he quotes Rebbe Yosef Halevi, Verabo, that's the Riff. The Riff is the Rebbe of the Rimigash. So that's what the Rambam quotes. Ravid, Verabosai ein morim kein. Lefisha ein zedome, lechamshin yadana, vechamshin lo yadana. This isn't similar to that case. The Hassam, Havile lemeda. The Arume karmarim. He should have known how much he got, and it's harama. Vitoveanami, ka ta'in ale va'amar, medi adata. Vidavashim minyan, ka ta'in le. Vidavashim minyan, ka kafarle. Favile mechuyiv shvushin yacholi shavo mishalim. By our case, for example. Avalhani. But here, the Malva didn't know, the Lova didn't know, I mean the Mafkid and the Nifkad, Hani Lav Hachiyu, Vahainu Taima, Desak Sarur, Da Amrinan Ale, Yishava Zeviito, Velo Amru Ito Belo Shvua. Right, he says, you should swear that you had a sack of fruit, not specifically the amount. Lava the Medak. Right, so that's a machlokas, Rambam Raivitz, so that, some say maybe, is connected to our Chakira. If you say that there's a really Chiyav Mamon always, and therefore, if you don't take a shvua, there's a chiyav mamon. So then, even if he couldn't have known about it, there's a chiyav mamon there. But if the chiyav mamon only goes by an unfulfilled chiyav shvua, but maybe if you don't have a chiyav shvua really strongly, because lo havi lo lemedak, so then it wouldn't apply. Right? There's a discussion also. Maybe only say mitok by shvuas daraisas, not by shvuas drabanans. There are various discussions relating to that. Okay. Let's continue. Oh, one chashuk echemet of the day, so we'll just mention it now. It can be mentioned anywhere in the daf, but Rav Zobersin has the case here where mechutanim, the following case, right? We're talking about eini yodea. The mechutanim get together and they say, you know what? All of the envelopes that we get, with money in it, we're gonna say that whichever families from your side gave the envelope. I guess it was a certain situation where the couple was going to be supported by the parents anyway. So like maybe the parents didn't have enough money. Anyway, the agreement was that the mechutanim said, whatever envelopes come from your side are going to go to us. Whatever envelopes come from your side are going to go to you. And there was one envelope that was unmarked. It was just cash. Right. The question is, who gets it? One of the mechutanim picked it up and said, this one doesn't have a name. Whose is it? Who takes it? So whose is it? Right? Eini Yodea. Right? So maybe whoever picked it up, that's the Muchsak. Right, I'm also bechaver olav araya. Once he has it, lechora hamachutet shemachzik b'mamon, hu amuchzak. I'm also bechaver olav araya. Right, unless you say that if somebody picks it up not to be machzik it, but only to figure out whose it was, that's not called muchzak. Muchzak is only if I'm actually holding something and it might be mine. But if I pick it up not knowing, v'yimkein hu adin binyanenu kashi safek im kibel as hamatana olo lechora lochashu muchzak. That's not called muchzak. And then he goes through and discusses this. Okay, why don't you just split it? That's what that would be the easiest. Vaiter says the Gemara now. Ula Rami Bar Chama. We just said we explained the Mishnah, the Yukimta of the Mishnah, three cows, two cows. How you work out that the Mishnah is talking about a case of Moshe ben Miksas and the Mitoch Sheni Yochel Dishav Mishalim. But the Gemara is about to say, according to Rami Bar Chama, you need to add on a cow in each case. Why? What's Rami Bar Chama? This gets back to the sugya that we discussed also. Daf Hey. Okay, well, we're chazmering the first parak today. Right? The Daf Hey, where we discussed the sugya of Eruv Parshios. We know, if you look, we look in Parshat Mishpatim, in the sugyas of Shomrim, the source of Modim Mimiksas, the source of one of the Shvua Daraises, Ki Huzeh, that comes up in the context of Shomrim. And the question there is, Machlokas Amoraim, is that supposed to be taken literally? Why is the source of Modim Mimiksas within the Parshas HaShomrim? Right, we know, the Rambam tells us, we've learned that often, the Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchas Toiv V'Nitan, there are three separate, unique Shvua Daraises of Nishba V'Niftar. Right, there are other Shvuas, the Shvuas Bitui and the others from Sefer Hafla. That's not our issue now. But three Shvuas that the Beis Din can be Mechayev you. Shvuas Modim Miksas, Shvuas HaShomrim, and Shvuas Ein Echad. So why does the Torah put Shvuas Modim Miksas within Shvuas HaShomrim? So we paskin Erev Parshios because of Kant. There are different ways to formulate it. We're going to go with Rashi's shot. Erev Parshios means there's a mixture of Parshios. Really, the Shvuas Modim Miksas appears in Shvuas HaShomrim, but it doesn't need to be there. Really, Shvuas HaShomrim is Mechuyav, even if he doesn't admit to part. That's what we assume, right? If a Shomer Sacha or a Shoa, oh, right? They're Chayav Shvua if they deny everything. They say, no, it was stolen, Shomer Chinam says. He has to swear about it. That's Erev Parshios. Rabbi Bar Chama argues. Rabbi Bar Chama says that no, don't say Erev Parshios, which one would then have to ask, not for now, if the Torah didn't want it to be there, so what's it doing there? Maybe it applies in certain cases, in other cases, Milva, Pikadon, but that's the sugya of Erev Parshios, the main sugya, if you remember, is at the end of Baba Kama, on Daf Kuf Zayin. But the one who argues on Erev Parshios is Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama says no. Here we go with that background. Ula Rami Bar Chama de Amar Dalid Shomrim Tzrichin Kfira B'Miksas V'Hoda B'Miksas. According to Rami Bar Chama, you need Moda B'Miksas by each of the Shomrim. So therefore, in our Mishnah, in order to make it a Shvuas HaShomrim with a Kfira and a Hoda, you have to add on a cow. In each case, Mishkachas La Reisha Begimel V'Seifa B'Dalad. So we have the same exact cases, but just added on an animal. Reisha Begimel, meaning assuming that Rabbi Racham is the author of the Mishnah, and we're still trying to answer for Rav Nachman, and they all hold like each other. So then that's why you have to add on and add the Sukimta. Reisha Begimel. I'm sorry, I skipped a line. Mishkachas La Reisha Begimel V'Seifa B'Dalad. Reisha Begimel De Amar Le Gimel Paros Nasati Lecha. The Mashil slash Maskir says, I gave you three. Palge di Yoma B'She'elo, Palge di Yoma B'Schiris. Inami Chad Yoma B'She'elo, V'Chad Yoma B'Schiris. Interesting why the Mishnah and the Gemara keeps having to say both of those cases. What's the Chiddush of saying half a day and half a day and one day and one day? We keep saying both of those. Umesu Gimel Kulhu B'Idan She'elo. And the Mashal says, they all died at the time that you were a Shoel. V'Amarle Shoel. Chada Lohayd Rameolam. One of them, I have no idea what you're talking about. It's not true. I only took two. So one of them is a total kfira. V'chada in b'idan she'elo meisa. One of them is a total hoda'a. So you have a kfira, you have a hoda'a, v'idach. So remember, you have to come up with a case of Modim Miksas, in Shavuos HaShomrim, that's also mitoch. That's what you have to come up with. Rabbi Racham, you have to have a hoda'a, a kfira, v'idach, lo yadana, I b'idan she'elo meisa, v'idan schiris meisa, d'mitoch she'en yachol ishava, mishalem. So that's the case of the reisha, about splitting up the times. Seifa, the next case of splitting up the animals, v'dalid, d'amalei, dalid paras asati lecha, I gave you four cows. Gimel b'she'elo v'chad b'schiris. Three of them were borrowed, one of them was rented. Umesu hanach gimel de she'ela. There's one cow here left. But the three that died were all Mush'al and Yerchai for all three. Amar lei Shoel, and the Shoel says, Chada lahadam. So again, one total kfira, one total hoda. V'idach lo yadana idischiris mesa utekaima d'sheila. I'm not sure about the other one. This one that's alive, I'm not sure if it's the mushal one or d'sheila mesa utekaima d'schiris demitoch she'en yochel ishava mishalim. So in all of those cases, that this last case, we would say mitoch, and that's how Rami Bar Chama would understand the Mishnah in the Ukimta that we're trying to make for Rav Nachman to be able to understand the Mishnah and be consonant with Rav Nachman. Again, we've been talking about the chiyuvim of Shomrim in all of these cases. Again, something that we haven't really touched on, but just to mention for a moment, and that is, when a Shomer is chayiv, in any respective context, when a Shomer is chayiv, a Shomer Chinam is chayiv in certain cases, a Shomer Sachar is chayiv, Pashtus, why they chayiv? The simple understanding is it's his chayivus. It's his chayivus midas. I committed at the beginning of our relationship, financial relationship, that if anything happens, I am going to pay. It's an umdana of his chayivus. And that's why, if I want to change the umdana, sometimes I might even be able to. Remember, we added the end of the previous parak. Masa shomer chinam, liyaska shomer sachar. Right? You could even go up and down on the scale of shomrim. But that's the simple understanding. There is a lashon of Tosfos and Ksubis, an important lashon, just to read. Tosfos and Ksubis, nun vav mabez, the end of that big Tosfos that we've discussed about Tanai. Tosfos there has the lashon about shomrim. Lefi al shalokeach schar. They are mishabi themselves. They commit. That's what that lashon sounds like. They commit to what the Torah says. Hilkak b'malkam she mishadim atzmam b'turim. And therefore, in a case where they're not mishabi themselves, they'll be potter. That's the simple understanding that is based on a hischayvus. There are, though, some hints in some rishonim already that maybe it's a little more than that. We already mentioned the Rambam. The Rambam is the most famous formulation by Pshia, at least. The Rambam says, if you remember, Posheya Kimazik. And that's why, even in the case of Karka and Shtaros and case and Avadim, the Rambam would still say, you're chayv for Pshia. Ah, you're not a Shomer? What do you mean? Shomer is father. Or like the case of Baal Avimo, we discussed that Rambam. So you already see the hint of a Shomer being chayv. What do you mean, Posheya? How am I a Mazik? I didn't smash this. All I did, I was negligent. And somehow it got hurt. So why is that mazik? The Rambam says, Pshia, if you're a shomer, then Poshea is kamazik. The language, the Avnei Nezer, has a tshuva about this. And he says, in Shmira, if you accept to do A, and you don't do it, it's as if you did B. That's the chiddush of shomer. And maybe that applies outside of Pshia also on a conceptual level. When I'm chayiv, it's not just because I was obligated. It's not like I owe you money. I borrowed money, now I owe you money. It's more than that. If the item got stolen, it was as if I stole it. If something happened. The lashon of the Avnei Nezer in Orach Chaim, Simin Shin Chavav, he says, Svarazos, the kolshin is chayiv lasos, velo asa, ki'ilu pa'al hahipuch. As if he did the opposite. That's a stronger way of looking at the chayiv of shomrim. All the shomrim. You might be mechalik. Right, the Nesivis makes a chilek in Shin Mem Dalet. The Nesivis says, very lumdish point. The Nesivis says maybe there's a distinction between Shoel and the others. Right, he says, Da Onsin, the Chiyav Rachmana, the Shoel, Einu Mitam Chiyav Shmira. The Hameha Onsin, and Yachol Ishmar, as we discussed over the past couple of days. You can't say it's a Hischaivus to guard and to be responsible by Shoel, because even total onsin you're going to be responsible for. So by Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, maybe that's like approach A. There's Hischaivus and it was Meshabed. But maybe approach B, Rakatam, Da'aso Rachmana Kishalo, B'toch Yimei She'lasa, L'inyan, D'ksh'ne'enas, Amrinan, D'didei'ne'enas. Shemachi, Shemachzir B'inyan, it talks about Kinyan Gamor, you would need a Kinyan, the cholu and he continues. So you might say that the reasons we've said before, the shoel is chayiv because it's like it's his, but it also might be a stronger formula, like the Avnei Nezer, that if you accept it, you have rights to use it. So then you have a very high responsibility in terms of what you're allowed to do with it and how much you have to be responsible for it. Okay. Again, there's so much here in general about Shuas HaShomrim, but let's continue a little more, and then we'll talk more about the general issues if we can at the end. The next line of the Mishnah. Zeamar Shulav Zeamar Skura Yishava Socher Shaskura Mesa. So case number two, if you would say, the first case of the Mishnah was one says yes, Vaday, one says I don't know. Second case of the Mishnah is where they both say Vaday. Right? The Mashal says it died when it was a Shoel, and the other one says that no, only during Schirus. So what happens? Yishava Hasocher Shaskura Mesa. So the Socher is the one that swears that the Schura one died, right? That was the middle case of the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, V'yamai, Mashatanu lo hodolo, Mashahodolo lo tanu. What kind of shvu is this? Right? Isn't this like kofar bakol? Right? He says the Mashal, the shuttle one died. He says, no, the Socher one. Is that kofar bakol? Right? The Gra and the Ritva, also before him, take out the last five words. He didn't admit to anything. It should say, Mashatanu lo hodolo. He wasn't Mashod Elotano, he didn't admit to anything. So, Omar Ula, Al Yidei Gilgul. The case is a case of Gilgul Shvua. Why? De Omar Le, Ishtavali Eza Mihas de Kedarka Mesa. Right, you admit that it died Kedarka, meaning it was an Ones. Swear to me that it died by Ones. The Omar Chlokes is which one, the Schura or the Sheela. But you agree, Shoel Socher man, that it died normally. So you have to swear about that, right? Shoel Socher is a package, if you remember, the three. So you have to swear about what happened. Umigo de Mishtavet de Kedarka Mesa, Mishtavanami de Schura Mesa. That's the Shua going on here. It's a case of Gilgul Shvua. Rashi points out here, we don't hold the Eir of Parsh, right? We hold the Eir of Parshias Kasav Khan, therefore you don't need Modem Mixas and Kfir Bemixas, and therefore this is the case of Gilgul Shvua. Again, the three parts of Shvuas HaShomrim, here we have one being Megalgel, the other one. Right, we have Shua says, tell me that what happened, that it died Kedarka, and then it will be Megalgel on it that which one of the, it's not the third one, but another element of the Shua Sashomrim, which one died. Good. But the last case of the Mishnah, if they both say in Yodea, then we say, Yachloku. Hamani Sumchesit, Amar Mamanu with the Basavi Cholkin. That is like the Shita of Sumches, who says you split it. The Ravid here in the Shita Gubet says, asks, but doesn't Sumches only say his Shita where there is no Muchsak? Right, remember the cases in Baba Kama, right, that the case that I bought a cow and it was for a different animal, and then we go there and we see that the cow had died and there was a baby next to it. We don't know if the ox gored it before or after, so there's no muchsak there. Would Sumchis say his shita even by a case of muchsak? Here the socher is muchsak in his money without paying. So the Ravid wonders that maybe you only need muchsak when he would agree if there is a muchsak when everything is shaveh. But here, the Toveya, the Ravid assumes, has the upper hand. Because everybody agrees that he got these oxen, one as She'ela, one as Schirus, so, and he's claiming. So it could be in that case, says the Ravid, that Muchsak would not help, even though generally he would admit. Shalohutzrach Sumchis Lahamid Shomedes Ba'agam El Bamakam Shish Jorid Mamona Shish Lashneim Shayachas Ladav Ravish Raglayim Ladivre Shneim Avokan Shayesh Latovea Raglayim Ladavar Kedivre Tviaso Shari Hanitva Modish in Imsur Biyadoshnea Paros Elisharotelihi Pater Bitainash Skura Mesa. And in that case, maybe Muchsak would not be good enough. Okay, that gets into the sugyas of Sumchis and Baba Kama Memvav issues. Boy, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo. Very interesting questions being asked now relating to these types of cases. Rabbi Abba Bar Mamo asked a couple of questions. Number one, Shalom Bevailim, Sachar Shlom Bevailim Mahu. What happens if I borrowed an animal? Bevailim. So there's the patur now of Shalom Bevailim. We're getting back to that sugya. And then, before the She'ela ended, Rashi says it, and the Ritva emphasizes this. Before the She'ela ended, we switched, right? We changed it into a Schirus. And at that time, there wasn't Bevailim anymore. The Maskir no longer worked for the Socher. So does the Patur of Bevailim extend? After all, Rashi explains here, there was no separate kinyan. There was no separate Meshicha. So you might say it all goes back to the beginning. So at the beginning, because there was a limitation, there was a patur, so that continues. Or do we say no? Mi amrinon she'ela l'chudei kaima v'schiris l'chudei kaima. Do we say no? Right when it switches into schiris, it's done. There was she'ela b'bailam, but there's no schiris b'bailam. O dilma, no. Schiris b'she'ela meshach shaychi. There is a connection between them. Why? Tamachai b'gneva aveda. Remember, even though this switched regarding gneva aveda, there has never been a switch. Shoel was chayiv gneva aveda, and a socher is chayiv gneva aveda. So yes, there were some other things that switched the chiyuv own sin, but maybe because again, Rashi says there was no a new mishicha. See Rashi in socher avaylim, the chiyuv zeh lo machmas mishicha rishona ba'alel. The chiyuv I'm sorry, I'm reading the wrong one. Right, the first one. Mi amrinan schiris lechude kaima umilsa achritihu v'yavagav dechi mashachle meikara bebailim he v'sulo hadar mashachla. There was no new mishicha mechayevla b'shas schiris pershuso aisav lo mechzer mishicha v'kani chatzer b'amiru ulo'olam kini achrisihi. So even though there was no mishicha, or did he say no schiris b'sheila meishach shaychi? Regarding Gneiv Aveda, there was nothing that's changed. So you go by the original Mashiach, and therefore the Ptur of Sheila B'Bailim would still apply. That is the Shaila. And again, the Ritva quotes Rashi and emphasizes, it's only where there was no lag time. If the Sheila ended, and then there's a Schirus, then for sure, even though there's no new Mashiach, the Gemara wouldn't ask that question. It's only because it's an overlap, and it was before the Sheila ended. It became Schirus, that's where the Shaila is. Im Timsalomar, Schira b'Sheila Meshach Shaiche. And if you want to say, a Sheila going into a Schirus is Meshach Shaichi, which again is very graphic language. Sometimes the Gemara itself graphically describes a Lamdish topic, right? Like right here. Meshach Shaichi by Schirus and Sheila, right? The connection between them. But what about the opposite case then? Sachra b'Bailim, Sheila Shalom b'Bailim. Mahu. What would he say about that case? But now you're going up in chiyuvim. She'ela b'schiris v'adei lo shaykh. Should you say for sure that's not shaykh? Why? Because the shoel, meaning part two, now he's chayv in onsen. That chayv in onsen obviously did not come from the original mashicha, because he wasn't a shoel then. And therefore, it has to be that it's new based on kinyan chatzer. So do everything is kinyan is new. Do you say that? O dilma no. Kiva de shaycha b'miksas kama de shaycha b'kulei dami. Or do we say, because it's connected on one level, it's connected on the other levels as well? That's the shayla. Im tim salomar. Well, stop there for a second. Tosa discusses, the Gemara doesn't even ask if there's a schiris and then there's another schiris. What if there was a schiris b'bailim and then there's a schiris shalom b'bailim? Tosa said the Gemara doesn't ask that. That's mashma that for sure meshach shaycha in that case. And Tosa wonders, is that really true? You find from other cases, maybe it's not true. Maybe Tosa says that Gzeris, and the Tosa She'ela, Gzeris akasivu, de bechal hecha deika bailim oba rishono bishnia, putter. Maybe it's a Gzeris akasivu, it's always Lutovas asocher, or Lutovas ha-shoel. Meaning if it was Schiris and Schiris, She'ela and She'ela, then for sure it would work, Lutovas ha-shomer. Back to the Gemara. Im tim salomar, lo amrinon, kivan deshaicha, memekas kaman deshaicha, bekulei damis. If you want to say they're not connected. So what about this case? Sheila babailim, v'sach v'shalo babailim, v'chazar v'shala. It was Sheila, schiris Sheila. So what? How do we look at the second Sheila? Mahu, hadar asyele Sheila l'duchta. Do we say now you're going back to what originally was the state? That was a she'ela b'bailim. O dilma, no. If sika was schiris b'nei b'nei. Or maybe there's a chiluk. There's a schiris in between. And therefore it doesn't go back. It's a new stage. Or the opposite. Sachra b'bailim is sha'ala v'chazer v'sachra mahu. Mi amrinan asyela schiris l'duchta. O dilma, if sika was she'ela b'nei b'nei. Teiku. So do you say one is b'chalik? Why does the Gemara have to have both cases at the end? She'ela schiris she'ela and schiris she'ela schiris. Right? Whatever you say about one, wouldn't you say about the other? It's all about going back to the original, having a different case being mafsik. So again, relating to what we said before, maybe it's easier or harder if a socher and a shoel are obligated for different reasons. Then maybe that's why the Gemara has to ask in both directions. A socher is chayiv because of his chayivus midas, while a shoel is chayiv because it's his, or he accepted a very high standard, and if he doesn't, it's as if he broke it. So maybe there could be. Is it easier? Is it harder? It's just different. If I was Mishayev, and now there was something in between, and now I'm Mishayev again, maybe that goes back automatically. Or maybe not. Or maybe if it's mine, it's easier to go back. So that's why maybe the Gemara has to ask it in both directions. Shoel socher Shoel, and Socher Shoel Socher, because what you say by one might not be what you say by the other. So take none of these questions are answered. Good, next Mishnah. We had this Mishnah quoted earlier in the Masechta, at least part of it. Hashoel es hapara v'shol chaloi bara para. So now when does, we're going to get into, and Beshem more tomorrow's daf, gets into the when and how does a shomer become a shomer? Does he have to do a kinyan to become a shomer? How is he mischayev himself? How does that relationship start? Right, that's what's going to come up, Be'ez Hashem, on tomorrow's daf and a little bit already now. Hashol asapara, so I bar a par v'shol chalo biad beno biad avdo biad shlucha, and the mashil sends it with the in his the mashil's shliach with his son with his eved biad shlucha o biad beno biad avdo biad shlucha shoel v'amesa. In all these cases, putter. The shoel is not chayev until he actually gets it. Until he gets it, he's not going to be chayev. Right? The Shulchan Aruch says, "Ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav." Right? And therefore, even though I'm giving it to you, but there's still a chov element to it. Even though it's a good thing that you're going to have this animal, but there's also chiyuvim related to it. And therefore, "Ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav." That comes up at Maseches Gittin, when you have a certain item that is, or an action that is both chiyuvim and zechuyos, marriage. Marriage is zechuyos and chiyuvim, right? So do you say zachal adam shlo b'fanav, or do you say ein chavin l'adam el b'fanav, right, in that case? So this is a similar type of case. It's a great schus for the shoel to be able to have the item, but he has obligations, and therefore he is not responsible yet. Omar lo ha-shoel, but if the shoel said, it wasn't that the mashal did this without his knowledge. The shoel said, shilcha li biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, o biyad bincha, biyad avcha, biyad shluchacha. Oh, sha'amar lo amashil, or the mashal says, hareini mishalecha lecha, biyad bini, biyad avdi, biyad shluchi, o biyad bincha, biyad avcha, biyad shluchacha. V'yamar lo ha-shoel, shlach. And the shoel agrees. See, either the shoel appointed or the shoel acquiesced. V'shilcha v'mesa, chayiv. That's the principle of Shluch HaShalom Kamosa, right? And therefore, that would be, he would already be chayev at the time that the Shliach gets it. Kind of like a Shliach LeKabbalah, if we would use terminology from Maseches Gittin, right? When the Shliach gets it, it's as if the Shoel has it already. And therefore, there would be a chayev. V'chein b'shah shemachzira. And the same thing, going back. Giving it back, right? If the Shoel sends it back, if he didn't ask the Mashal permission, so then he would still be chayav until the Mashal gets it. And once the Mashal gets it, so then there would be a p'tur. Again, this gets into the sugyas of shlichus. We had a week or two ago, the sugya, or a couple of days ago even, she'ela b'bailim. Does that work by a shliach? Right? Does that require more than a regular shliach or not? Right? So Rashi discusses here, is this shliach in our Mishnah a regular shliach, or is it sechir of a lakito, as is discussed at the end of Baba Kama? But that is the an important discussion. Just to leave with one final point, again, a general point that could be discussed anywhere on these dafim, the Mishnah's Yavetz, Rav Jolti, discusses the shvuas the three shvuas daraisas that we have been talking about, and he says, based on other rayas, but just to mention the yisod that he has, in Choshe Mishpat Simin Yutes, there is a fundamental chilik between shvuas HaShomrim and the two other shvuas HaTorah. Shvuas Eidecha and Shvuas Modu Mixas. Shvuas Eidecha and Shvuas Modu Mixas, he assumes, if the Torah wouldn't have been Mechadesh, what would we have said? So, Rav Jolti assumes, by Modu Mixas and Eidechad, Lulei Shechiyavtu HaTorah Shvua, Hayapata Lagamre, Tahamot Mechaveir, Alav Araya. You have one aid that says, I owe you money. Okay, but the Torah says you have to bring two aidim. So if the Torah wouldn't have said anything, I would be Pater. Or, by a case of Modu Mixas, right? You say I owe you 100, I say I owe you 50. You have no raya, right? You don't have a shtar. If you have a shtar that says 100, then I have to pay you. A shtar is like Eidim. But by those two, by Shvuas Modu Mixas, and by Shvuas Eid Echad, right? Modu Mixas was discussed on Amud Aleph today. By those two, the Chiddush HaTorah is that you have to take a Shvu, and if not, you have to pay. Because without the Chiddush HaTorah, I would have thought Pater. But, says Rav Jolti, by Shvuas HaShomer, it's the opposite. The burden of proof is on the Shomer. If the Torah wouldn't have said you could swear and get off, then you would have to pay or bring Eidim. Ma she'enkein Shvuas HaShomer, hare lulei HaShvua haya HaShomer chayav l'shalem, tehalo vaday haya hapikadun biyado ve'ena machziro, elo shetoin shenenas biyado, imkein alav lahavi raya, shuhu pater, raksha Torah hikila alav shu yachol lahavi raya l'dvarav al yedei Shvua. And that explains different halacha distinctions he goes through. Chilukim here regarding the, again, Shvuas Hashomim versus the other two. And that is just a hashkafa of how to look at the different. They're not just three Shvuah Daraisas, but he says the burden of proof is weighted on one and not the other. Shvuah Hashomrim different than the other two. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Shir, today's Shir was sponsored L'Refuah Shleima Rivka Chaya Basleya by the Gitelman family. We thank the family for the sponsorship and Refuah Shleima. Okay, we'll stop here.